You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello, and this is your Christian News Daily Recap. Today, we're covering a range of stories, including escalating tensions in the Middle East, impacting church activities, a former archbishop seeking therapy for past failures, and unsettling reports from India. First, escalating tensions in the Middle East have led to the suspension of all church activities in Northern Arabia. Bishop Aldo Baradi, Apostolic Vicar of Northern Arabia, has urged Christians in Bahrain, Kuwait and Qatar to remain calm, united in prayer and attentive to safety measures following recent explosions in the region. Bishop Baradi has invited priests to celebrate a Mass for Peace on Sunday evening and encouraged care for the most vulnerable. This comes as missile exchanges continue after Iran confirmed the death of its supreme leader and vowed revenge. Reports mention Iranian retaliatory missiles being intercepted in Israel and other Middle East countries, with damage reported at airports in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. In other international news, a Christian lawyer born in Iran, Atiyeh Fard, has expressed joy regarding actions to topple the regime in her home country. She described the US and Israeli intervention as a rescue mission, not a war, and believes it is unfolding in God's time. Fard recently organized a letter signed by over 200 Christian leaders globally, calling for regime change in Iran. She notes that Christians inside Iran have been advised to stay indoors and calm, accessing information via satellite despite an internet blackout. From India, a disturbing report details the hacking deaths of 3 members of a Christian family in Odisha state over a month ago. Police continue to attribute the triple murder to a land dispute, while relatives and other sources suggest a religious motive may be at play. Shifting to church leadership, former Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has revealed he is seeing a psychiatrist and psychotherapist. Welby shared on a podcast that he is seeking help to come to terms with his failure in handling the Church of England's past abuse crises. He resigned in November 2024, following criticism in an independent review concerning his handling of disclosures about the late Christian barrister John Smith, described as the Church of England's most serial abuser. The Makin Review found that Welby and other church leaders should have formally reported Smith in 2013 to police in the UK and authorities in South Africa, where Smith continued his abuse until his death in 2018. Welby, however, claims the Makin Review was incomplete, asserting that the matter had, in fact, been reported to the police, a claim disputed by reviewer Keith Makin. Finally, in this week in Christian history, notable events include the martyrdom of George Wishart, the rearrest of Martin Nimmerle, and the remarriage of Benny Hinn. That's your Christian News Daily Recap. Thank you for listening.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.